VetroCast.
It's not about the corner office. It's not about the fancy title. It's not even about the extra money. Responsible leadership is about taking care of those who choose to follow you, and that care takes on many forms. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you the best guests with the best advice to help you succeed in that endeavor. The Responsible Leadership Podcast is a production of The Leadership Phalanx. To find out more about me and what I do, visit leadershipphalanx.com. That's leadership, PHALANX.com. And now, on to today's show. All right, listeners, welcome to episode 152 of the Responsible Leadership Podcast. Hopefully you're liking the changes so far. I know we've just had the one guest, Peter Rupert, but I thought it'd be a good idea to bring something back that you all have been asking for a while, and that's the story episodes that I did, you know, very early on in this podcast cycle. So today's story is something that I personally witnessed, and I think it really does talk about responsible leadership, especially from the lens of knowing how to ask the right questions in the right way and take some of these cultural literacy points that previous guests have talked about into consideration. So the story takes place at the Indianapolis airport here. And as most of you know, I do a lot of speaking and going around and those sorts of things. And before COVID, I was doing a lot of traveling. Well, I'm in line at the TSA checkpoints here at the airport, and the agents had, for whatever reason this day, a lot of people, you know, putting water in their backpacks, putting, you know, chips and things like that. So they were going through, and they were doing this whole spiel about make sure that if you have any snacks, they're out so they can be inspected separately. And they were going up and down the line. They were making sure, like, you could tell that this is something that happened a lot that day, and they were very annoyed by it. So they were making a point to hit everybody and saying, make sure that you have all of your snacks out. And then they would give these examples, you know, like soda, bottled water, chips, beef jerky, things like that. Well, we're going through the line, and I'm watching this lady. Now, again, this is a heuristic of mine. Maybe I'm completely misreading this, but just based on her dress, mannerisms, those sorts of things, this seemed to be a Muslim lady, and she had three kids with her. And the kids were fairly well-behaved. I mean, it's three kids, one woman, in line. They're getting bored, doing all the things that kids do, but she's doing a great job of keeping track of them. Well, they get to the little roller part there where you got to put the luggage up and do all that good stuff, right? And the TSA agent says again, you know, ma'am, if you have any snacks, because they noticed the kids, they really keyed in on the kids part here. Ma'am, if you have any snacks in your bags, please pull those out now. Otherwise, your bag will be pulled aside and we'll have to do a more thorough check. And the lady, you know, looks at her kind of broken English, a little bit of an accent. She says, I don't have snacks. And I said, okay. And so they put the stuff on the cart. It goes through. The kid's stuff goes through first, just fine. Mama's luggage gets put on there. And lo and behold, her luggage gets kicked out. She gets pulled over to the side. Now, I happen to be maybe a few passengers behind her, so I got a pretty good view of everything that was going on. Well, I get through, and as I'm getting through, they're talking to her, and I hear this conversation go down, paraphrasing a little bit, but this is pretty much how it went down. Ma'am, we asked you several times if you had any snacks in your baggage, and you still get up here and you make us go through all this. Why? And I look on the case there, and there's, you know, like some, look like what, some pita bread, some type of flat bread, and some kind of dip, looked like a hummus or something like that. And, you know, there was a couple of other smaller things there. And the lady, sincerely, there was not an ounce of snarkiness or sarcasm or anything like that in her voice. She looks at the agent and says, that's not a snack. That's lunch. And the TSA agent at first looks at her and starts to think about, is she messing with me? But he could tell, thank goodness, that there was sincerity in her voice. She didn't have snacks in her bag. She had lunch for her and her kids. And so when they asked her, Do you have snacks in your bag? She legitimately was answering, no, I don't. I don't have snacks. I have lunch. I don't have snacks. And so here's the thing, right? I give this TSA agent a lot of credit because they could have made a big deal out of this. They could have thought that she was messing with them. They could have pulled her aside. They could have made this a horrible ordeal for her and her kids. But he looks at her and says, you know what, ma'am? You got me. We weren't specific enough. And they changed the wording going forward to not snacks, but do you have any food items, right? Because they didn't want to go through this piece again. Now think about that for a second. How often does that happen to us on a daily basis where we're thinking that we're asking a very clear-cut question that nobody could possibly misconstrue? But because we're not taking into account how we're asking the question, we're not taking into account cultural differences, we're not taking into account experiential differences, we're not taking into account socioeconomic differences, that different words mean different things to different people, we're not asking the right question at all. And I think that is an extremely key piece of responsible leadership. And that's why when we talk about the shields of the phalanx, we talk about introspection. We talk about getting to know yourself. We talk about getting to know your team. Because when you know all those things, you can better formulate the questions. You can better formulate the instructions. You can better lead those individuals the way they need to be led. So, you know, this is a fairly short story, but I think it's very impactful because I really want to challenge you to think for a second. How many times have you been in that woman's position where you thought you were answering the question being asked, but you were totally wrong? And how many times have you been in that TSA agent's position where you thought you were asking a very clear-cut question and things just went off the rails from there? And then think about your responses in each of those scenarios. Did you automatically assume that the person was just incompetent? Did you assume that they were just trying to get over? Did you assume that they were being lazy? Or when they told you what they told you, did you sit back and say, yeah, you're right. I should have worded that better. This is what I was meaning. Now, what is your response? And on the other side, when it happened to you, when you were in that woman's position, did you take the time to self-assess as to what you could have done to read the situation a little bit better? That, my friends, is responsible leadership. It's taking responsibility for all of the elements involved on both sides of the coin. Leadership is not just a management or a title thing. I've said this on here many a times with my guests. But both of those folks in this situation exercise great leadership, in my opinion, in handling the situation and diffusing what could have been a very serious incident. You know, that was something that could have made national headlines had it been handled improperly. But they did it correctly, and it didn't. So think about those things for a second. And you know, feel free. Hopefully you're on following me on social media. Make sure that you get on there and answer those questions. I want to know the situations that you've been in like that, how they were handled, good or bad, and that's how we're going to learn for it. So thank you very much. I hope you're enjoying the changes made to the podcast so far. And there you have it. Well, all right, folks, there you have it. Another great show about responsible leadership. I really appreciate you listening. And if you have any feedback for me, please reach out at earl@leadershipphalanx.com. That's earl@leadershipphalanx.com. Thank you for rating, reviewing, subscribing, and sharing the show so these messages can spread further and make a bigger impact. With that, I look forward to speaking with you again in the next episode.
Mile, are you ready to record our promo for season 2 of the Wanna Bet podcast?
David, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Miles, we're not here to quote lines from Airplane. We're here to tell people that season 2 starts August 18th.
But I like Airplane.
I know you do, but Wanna Bet is a sports betting podcast. Each week we bet $1,000 on the NFL teams and games that we love.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And last year you picked over 60% of your games correctly.
How'd you do?
We're not talking about that. We are telling people that they can find us every Friday. So no more movie quotes.
Roger, roger.
Electric Acid.
Welcome to Ringside with Ray and Prince. My name is Ray Leonard Jr.
Oh, is that the shit? No, that's
is my dad.
My name is Prince Daniels Jr.
Daniels again with a big home touchdown.
On this show, we come to humanize
athletes, entertainers, business executives. We're going to see what makes them tick.
Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see you there. Peace and power.
Electric acid. Electric acid.